I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. This week had already seen an extraordinary global reaction to the planned burning of Qurans by members of a small Florida church. But there was more of it today. In Afghanistan, hundreds of people protested by burning an American flag and chanting death to the Christians. Also today, FBI officials met with the Florida church's pastor, Terry Jones. He's sticking to his plans to burn copies of Islam's holiest text on September 11th, he says, to mark the 9th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. The World's Jeb Sharp has more.
The timing couldn't be worse or more calculated. President Obama told ABC's Good Morning America that Jones is creating a recruitment bonanza for al-Qaeda.
If he's listening, I just hope he understands that what he's proposing to do is completely contrary to our values as Americans. That this country has been built on the notions of religious freedom and religious tolerance. And as a very practical matter, as Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States, I just want him to understand that this stunt that he is talking about pulling could greatly endanger our young men and women in uniform who are in Iraq, who are in Afghanistan.
It's startling that the leader of a small church in Florida has been able to garner so much attention for an event that hasn't even happened yet. But it shows how propaganda of any sort can be amplified to the far corners of the earth in an instant these days. That's what worries the top commander in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus.
We're concerned that the images from the burning of a Quran would be used in the same way that extremists used images from Abu Ghraib, that they would, in a sense, be indelible. They would be in cyberspace forever. They'd be non-biodegradable, and they would be used by those who wish us ill to incite violence and to inflame public opinion against us and against our mission here in Afghanistan, as well as our missions undoubtedly around the world.
And it's not just the Americans who are worried. The United Nations is concerned about the safety of its staff. Staffan de Mistura is the UN envoy in Afghanistan.
Any foreigner will be potentially in danger if this group in Florida will do what they claim they want to do. And the responsibility for that could be very high. What I think the best precaution we can all take, and is the only one, frankly, is to tell, ask, urge this small group of religious people in Florida to not do it.
Angry demonstrations have already been staged in Afghanistan and elsewhere. Islamic scholar Mohammad Rifa'a of the Al-Azhar Institute in Cairo says any burning of the Quran would be perceived as a deep insult by Muslims, even if the action is only carried out by a tiny minority of people.
Burning books was never a sign of a civilized nation, any book, let alone a sacred book. Plus, it's an action of discrimination, of hatred, of despise of religion, which is definitely against American law, which do not allow discrimination.
Discrimination may be against the law, but burning books is not. President Obama alluded to that fact in his remarks on ABC's Good Morning America.
It is frustrating. Now, on the other hand, we are a government of laws, and so we have to abide by those laws. My understanding is that he can be cited for public burning, but that's the extent of the laws that we have available to us.
The man at the center of the uproar, Reverend Terry Jones, hasn't shown any sign of backing down yet. Meanwhile, the State Department has issued a travel alert warning U.S. citizens overseas of the potential for violent anti-U.S. demonstrations in response to the church's plans for September 11th. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.